As it states on the front cover of your order of service today, is our in-gathering and water ceremony service. The water ceremony, or what some refer to as the water communion, is a tradition not just in this congregation, but in Unitarian Universalist congregations across our country. Many of you have participated in such a service and are familiar with what it entails. For those of you who've never experienced a water ceremony or water communion service before, welcome. We hope you find this service uplifting, and we encourage you to take part in it as you feel comfortable doing so. This is a service that invites and encourages participation by all who are present. The blue insert in your order of service provides a brief history of the water ceremony. Today, very much like the very first water communion service, we will unite the waters that have meaning to us. And as we pour our water into the bowl and share what the water means to us, we will bring together both the waters and our stories, like rivers coming home to the sea. In just a few moments, we will begin uniting our waters. Some of you have brought water with you this morning. Some of you may have intended to bring water with you this morning. Others may have been completely unaware that bringing water was part of the service. Whether you brought water or not, everyone is invited to participate. We have water in the pitcher here that you can use to represent the water you would have liked to have brought. All of the water will be added to the larger community bowl. Pouring water into the community bowl represents our kinship, not only with one another, but with all of life. After our service, the water will be purified and saved for use in special rituals throughout the coming year. Probably none of you can see it, but there is already a small amount of water in our large community bowl. It's a portion of the water that I saved from our in-gathering and water ceremony service last year. We begin this year, then, with what has come before, with those who've been here and shared previously. Our community today has flowed forth from those who've gathered in the past, and it will continue to flow into the gatherings that will occur in the years ahead. The uniting of our waters is one element of what will soon take place. Another element is the sharing of our stories about the meaning the water has to us. Because there are a considerable number of people who want to share today, I would ask you to be mindful of the length of your sharing. Today, short statements are greatly appreciated. When you come forward, please say your name, where your water is from, and briefly, what for you is significant about this particular water. Since this is a multi-generational service, I especially invite the children to come up with their parents and to share with us as well. We adults love to hear from the children. As you'll notice in your order of service, the sharing and mingling of the waters occurs in two segments. I would suggest that the people on the outside sections participate in the first segment, and those seated in the middle section can share during the second segment. I will be standing near the communal bowl with the handheld microphone over here throughout the time of sharing. Now, to establish a bit of structure to this process, I would ask that people come to the bowl from my left over here in the community hall. It may be more convenient for some of you to go out through the back door of the sanctuary and come up through the community hall. A short line may very well form, but there's no need for anyone to stand in line for long. We will take the time which is needed for everyone who wants to add water and to share to do so. With that as an introduction, I invite those seated in the outside sections to begin the process of sharing and water mingling this morning.
I'm Joëlle Serre, and this couldn't be more appropriate after Marie's reading. This was gathered outside of my home during the rains of August. Just a small.
Just a little.
Like that.
Thank you.
That's great.
I always forget my water, always. I've been a member of the congregation for 20 years, I think. So this is symbolic water from Colorado, from the lake that the house was on that I shared with my sisters this summer.
And this is Beth, our lay leader this morning.
Hi, I'm Jack. I have water rights on Sourdough Creek, dating back to December 1865. And I especially am thankful for that, for keeping our yard and trees healthy this summer, in this dry, dry summer that we had.
My name is Alicia, and my service dog is, her full name is Tipsy Tella Thunderpaws. She goes by Tella. And I brought tap water because I'm so grateful that we live in a country where we have that available to us, and that we continue to work for those countries that don't have this opportunity.
Okay, so your imagination is this is the Madison.
I tried for years to meditate, and unsuccessfully, my mind would just be going all over the place until I found the rivers and lakes in Montana and fly fishing, and it is so peaceful for me, and it really brings me to the place I want to be. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bruce. That's the water I intended to bring from Lake Coeur d'Alene, where I spent a great few days last weekend with my daughters and son-in-law. Emma.
Hi, I'm Renee, and this water was collected from a high mountain stream in Colorado.
Hi, my friends. Thank you so much. It means so much. It's from the Eagle River. I spent a lot of time there.
Hi, I'm Stephanie, and I guess I'm going to have imaginary water from Beehive Basin, the hike that I did this summer with somebody, and I will never ever forget that hike. So let's pour a little bit.
Hey, Monica, and this is Milky Tea, and I just take tea everywhere. This morning, it was the priority. I went to a wedding last night, and it was beautiful. So I didn't bring water, but I'm not going to muck up our water. I just can't stop thinking about my friend Rachel this morning, and I'm going to say this water is from the Atlantic, where it meets North Carolina. I was there in April, and at that time, we didn't know that she was in the early stages of cancer. She's my age, and she has a one-year-old and a three-year-old, and she's taking a very traditional Western route through this. So I want all of us to just send us all the metaphysical energy we possibly can.
This is Nadia, and I'm Neil, and we didn't bring our own water, but this is imaginary water from the gardener for just the wonderful place that we're at, and I want to add this for our community.
Hi, I'm Barbara, and this summer from May until this past Monday, every day I went to work, I walked from the employee RV park over Yellowstone River to Fishing Branch. And it was wonderful to watch it change from having ice floes coming down the river and seeing trees up to their lower branches in water to land that I didn't even know was there.
Good morning, I'm Lisa. I took a road trip to Michigan this summer. This represents water from Lake Superior. And it was a real joy to see my daughter in Michigan. It was just a wonder to see the Great Lakes. It was really fun exploring a lot of new places, and it was a real relief to get back home to Montana.
Hi, I'm Janine, and this water is from the well where my brother Steve and I own a home. It waters our organic garden, and I'm here to ask a collective blessing on it because I'm arguing with the HOA people that they shouldn't be spraying poison on my land to kill weeds. And so I'm hoping that they'll understand that this is a practice that really threatens our water.
Good morning. This is all the water that customs let me bring through. No, customs didn't know it was there. It was a wonderful trip, a Rhodes Scholar trip, and there were lessons. More like lessons than lectures, and they were about what it was like to be a Soviet, or music that they all liked very well, and things like that. And then we got to get on a bus and go and see the heritage. Or, you know, anything that you want is there, and you can look at it. So this is the amount that came back.
From?
Russia, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. The Baltic Sea.
Hi, Bonnie and David. This is water from the pond near our house where our grandchildren played all summer, and it was such a joy to have them enjoy the water and do all kinds of fun things.
Grandma got to do lots of fun things too.
Hi, I'm Deanna, and some 25 years ago, I came from Great Falls to Bozeman under duress, and it has turned out to be great for me, so I'm glad to be a little higher on the Missouri and higher on the watershed, and glad to have the water that I use mingled with the water of all of you. It's been great for me. Thank you.
Hi, that water represents two great trips that my husband and I took this summer. The first was along the Lewis and Clark Trail from Clark Fork, Clark Reservoir over the Lemhi Pass, And the second was Palisades Reservoir, where my husband caught his first fish off a kayak without tipping it over.
I want to hear that story. There's more to it, I'm sure.
Good morning. My name is Susan, and the water I would like to have brought is from the Boundary Waters, Superior Aquatic of northern Minnesota. And since I couldn't bring the water, I haven't been there in years, I brought the words of Sigrid Olsen, who is just a beautiful author, was, and he said, if there is magic in the world, it is in water. And I believe that. Mm-hmm.
I'm Randy Babbitt, and this is just Bozeman tap water. About a week ago, I survived a kidney stone because I drink too much coffee. I don't drink enough of this, so I'm just going to add a little bit of this here. I'm going to drink the rest.
I'm Jim. My wife and I have lived here in Boston for 20 years, but prior to that, we came from the Adirondack Mountain area in northern New York. And 30 years ago, many of the lakes in the Adirondacks were dead. There were no fish left in many of the lakes because the pH had dropped to 5, and some of them worse than that. And when the Clean Air and Clean Water Act was initiated many years ago, the lakes began to recover. The cause of this problem was acidification caused by the power plant emissions in central USA. And I fear now, under this current administration, we are going backwards, and I fear for the lakes and the Adirondacks once again.
And now, let's begin our second segment of sharing and mingling. I invite those seated in the middle section to come forward and come through the community hall.
For us is our first residence in Bozeman. We just moved here, so this is wonderful to have water.
Good morning, I'm Gone. And this water, oh, sorry. And this water comes from Spanish Creek. One of my favorite areas is the Spanish Peaks, and it should be a really good water. To me.
Think she did. Shortcut.
Good for you.
I'm Judy Maher, and my water represents camping with my family this summer in multiple places and multiple times. My great joy.
I'm Peg, and the bottle is part of the story. The bottle is from Casey's General Store, which is a chain in the Midwest, and I stopped at several of their places on my 6,000-mile road trip in May and June. And there probably is some Casey's water in here because I kept filling it up. But as a high school classmate pointed out, it was their 50th anniversary of founding, and One of the highlights of that trip was my 50th high school reunion, where my classmates asked me to speak, which was a compliment and terrifying since I didn't have a touch for so long.
Hi, I'm Sandy, and Duffy and I went to Shoshone Lake in Yellowstone, and it was so special because it's the largest lake in the lower 48 that doesn't have direct road access. So the solitude and pristineness of it was very special.
And we got a chance to watch the Perseids meteor shower while lying out on the beach with no moon and getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. So we gave a load offer.
Good morning, I'm Valley. My water comes from the glacier high above Lake Louise in Banff. And my husband and I were hiking there this summer, and I was really in awe of the power of water. Obviously, losing our glaciers is such a tragedy for our age now. So I feel like they have such an inspiration and awe that I feel in being able to see them this summer.
Hi, I'm Darla Timmons, and I love to wade in all the streams and rivers and lakes that I come across in Montana. So this water is representative of all those lakes, but this is from one of the branches of the Boulder River.
I'm Mary Mayfeld, and this water is from our well at our mountain house in Montana. Sorry, in Colorado, outside of Indian Hills. We were there this summer, but in the spring when we were there, there was no water when we turned on the pipes. And we wondered if our well had gone dry because Colorado was in severe drought, or whether the pump had gone out because the pump had well outlasted its normal lifespan. And through further research, we found out that it was just the pump. So we still have the water. And when we went down this summer to bury my mom's ashes and to spend some time with my sisters and nephews, it was wonderful to be able to turn the tap on and know that we had water still from our wonderful well. This well comes out from under probably the largest tree in the Douglas fir tree on the north.
Front range. This year's been a big ingathering year for me. The first year in many, many that I have not traveled to the Pacific or to Europe and other locales. So all my travels have been domestic, and I've gone through many pair of shoes, both boots and tennis shoes, hiking and running around the rivers of this valley. Equally, my domestic travels took me from the headwaters of the Gallatin and Madison to the point at which the Mississippi flows into the Gulf of Mexico. And this water equally represents that from the Deschutes and the Columbia to the East River, the Hudson, and from there back to the Colorado, up the Green, to the Snake River, and following to its headwaters, back to the headwaters of our own rivers, the Gallatin and the Madison.
This water represents water from Island Lake in Manitowish Waters, Wisconsin.
where I went with my family this summer. My husband and his family had been going there since he was 3 years old, and we always make it there through the years, either whether we've been in Kentucky, North Carolina, or Montana. This year was extra special because we took 8-month-old Barrett, who had lots of fun splashing around in the water.
Hi, I'm Maddie. Usually I bring water from some exotic stream or high mountain lake, but today I brought water from the irrigation ditch that runs in back of my house. And the reason is I spent so many lovely evenings just sitting outside, listening to that water run and watching the stars. It was just mesmerizing.
Hi, I'm Mary, and yesterday I took a little road trip along the Madison, and every time I take that drive, I think of the many, many, many days, weekends I spent there in the summer as a child, and even as an adult, and so I think the Madison's my very favorite river in Montana for a lot of reasons.
Hi, I'm Jory, and I moved here in late June to Bozeman, and I decided to, actually, my colleague recommended a map of all the trails that are in Bozeman, the hiking, the walks, really, and I decided to do just about all of them, and I was really pleased to see how many of them go along a little stream. So I collected water, but I didn't bring it.
I'm Karen, and this is water that was, of course, left by accident in the car from our hiking trip up in the Beartooths from the Island Lake Camping Ground. And it's cloudy because the water that came out of the tap there was cloudy, or the pump. It also reminds me of my childhood camping trips.
Hi, I'm Ken, and the water is from our cabin. Just east of Yellowstone along the Clark Parker. And the important thing about our cabin is it serves as a family gathering place, a kind of annual event where we can spend time together.
While Ken's putting the water in, it's a smallish cabin, but under the smallish roof were gathered in one short interval all six of our grandchildren, ranging in age from 23 to 18 months, and that was really special.
I'm Thomas Murray, and representative of the Murray family. We would like to pour add symbolically water from the Blackfoot Valley, where we spend precious few weekends in the summer. And I will represent the intellectual part of the adventure. The Blackfoot Valley is a community partnership, Blackfoot Challenge, and they are an unbelievable person-by-person conservation effort to protect the waters of the Blackfoot Valley. And it's a truly remarkable achievement.
Well, I would have brought water from the Blackfoot. We were just up there last weekend. And I'm just thankful for the community that's up there to be a part of it. And to have the opportunity to grilled hamburgers for 3 hours at the rodeo and support the good, everything that, all the good work that goes on in the valley up there and to be a part of it.
I would like to pour some water in the bowl from our pond back at home.
Where's home?
Back in Manhattan, Montana, and I can swim and kayak in it and see all the wildlife that comes to drink and to have their babies.
This water represents tears of joy for the birth of a new grandson. Some of you may know that we lost a grandson last year before he was even a year and a half. And so this is a new gift to the Smith family. And his name is Cameron River Smith. And he's just barely 3 weeks old.
Just as our lives are intertwined, making us one community, our waters and our stories have flowed together into this bowl and into our fellowship. Thank you all for participating and sharing with us today.